tell me a little bit about when you came here. You came here in 2000?
2001.
Okay, 2001. Yeah. Where were you before that?
Yeah, I was in Kenya for 2 years, I think. I was in Kenya. It was a difficult time when I was in Kenya. Not very difficult, but it was, you know, the police and everything was, you know, we had no protection when we were in Kenya, you know. You just have to survive and you have to pay price to the police. But
what kind of?
Like, they will ask you if you have any documentations that to stay in the country, because we were in the country illegally, you know. We just came in and Somali stayed there, and there's a ID that you have to, if you are Kenyan citizen, you have to have that ID, otherwise you have to show something why you're here. Then the police will just ask, they need money, so we have to give them some out, and then they will let you go. And you don't know, maybe some, when you give money to one police, another police may catch you later on, and then if you don't have money, they will take you to jail. And no, you know, you will not go to court. You will just stay there, you know. And if they take you to the jail, then you will meet the bigger officers that need more money. That, like, maybe if you need 2,000 Kenyan shilling, if you had to give 2,000 Kenyan shilling to, you know, the police officers on the street, when you go to the jail, then you will meet this big boss, then you have to give him 10,000 Kenyan shillings. So
how many dollars would that be?
1,000 will be $20.
Yeah. Okay, so if you had to pay 2,000, that'd be $40.
And it's big money, $1,000 in Kenya. You know, you can buy, you know, t-shirt, everything, you know, bands, and you can, you know, it's a lot of money, you know. You can give dinners for, you know, 20 people for $10,000 in Kenya. So it's big money, but, you know, the police were getting more greedy and greedy, and, you know, then $1,000 became nothing, you know. So it was hard.